In last night's third and final presidential debate, the main topic was foreign policy.
What I've also said is that now that you have a democratically elected government in Egypt, that they have to make sure that they take responsibility for protecting religious minorities.
And it's widely reported that drones are being used in drone strikes, and I support that entirely and feel the president was right to up the usage of that technology and believe that we should continue to use it to continue to go after the people who represent a threat to this nation.
One group of Americans with a special interest in foreign policy is Muslim Americans, many of whom have roots or family in Muslim countries. California has the second largest number of mosques nationwide to serve its estimated 1 million Muslims, with 62 mosques here in the Bay Area. Last night, I went to one of them, the Muslim Community Association in Santa Clara, where a debate-watching party was being held.
You said that on occasion America had dictated...
There were about 25 people in the room following the debate over samosas and cupcakes. And afterwards, I asked some of them what their reactions were and how they were voting.
Like, my feeling is I voted for Obama, like, the first time he ran. But I was kind of... I'm really disappointed in his, like... what's it called? His record from his last term. And I believe that when the Egyptian Revolution happened, instead of supporting the people straight away, he was sitting on the fence. We heard both candidates, like they had, it's almost like both of them are reading from the same script. We support Israel and the Palestinians, it's their fault there's no peace. I'm still not sure, but I do think that Obama would be the lesser of the two evils. Another thing that's very disturbing about Romney is that he clearly has no knowledge of the Muslim world at all. Whereas Obama, he did display in his first term that he does have at least some like introductory knowledge of the Muslim world. Although I don't support his policies in the Muslim world, I believe that he's probably one of the more educated candidate when it comes to the Muslim world.
Personally, I think Mitt Romney is like a repeat of George Bush, because every time he was asked about something, he would repeat it. Not to mention when they brought up China, he repeated about Iran, about how they want to be allies with Iran based on nuclear weapons, which means that he only wants to be president so he could strengthen his own agenda. Whereas like Obama isn't as big on the Iran and the nuclear weapons. I would go for Obama.
Those were the voices of Abdulhamid Ibrahim and Maryam Aid. The event was sponsored by the Bay Area chapter of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Director Zahra Bilu was there.
I have voted Green Party as long as I've been able to vote. I don't see, unfortunately, much of a difference when it comes to the Republicans or the Democrats. I feel like we're collectively moving to the right and getting worse in a number of our policies. I always thought I was going to be one of those adults that prioritized domestic policy over U.S. foreign policy. And now, because, you know, that was sort of like the thing in our community. Of course, like, we care about foreign policy because that's where we're from. Why don't we care about health care and Social Security and all of that? And as an adult now, having previously taken that position, I realize that there's something just incredibly unjust about me fighting for my health care while supporting a president who is obliterating women and children in other parts of the world, right? That my right to choice involves my right to birth control pills and abortion, and the right to choice of a woman in Pakistan involves not being droned in the middle of her wedding. I would argue that the Muslim community's hope in President Obama in 2008 was the result of 8 years of warmongering and really bad civil rights erosions under President Bush. However, I don't think that President Obama specifically recruited the Muslim vote. I mean, I think he, you know, recruited all sorts of other faith communities, but has yet to visit a mosque in the United States 4 years into his presidency. So, yeah, how nice of him to visit a mosque in Egypt and a mosque in Indonesia, but not here, where American Muslims are continuing to suffer as a result of Islamophobia and as a result of incredibly problematic wars abroad and civil liberties erosions, including his signing of the National Defense Authorization Act. It's frightening that the Patriot Act has been renewed numerous times now under President Obama. And what frequently gets left unsaid is that the National Defense Authorization Act, which he signed, is scarier than the Patriot Act. It essentially legalizes what the U.S. did to Japanese Americans during World War II. the issue with drones is incredibly frightening. I mean, our technology is moving faster than human rights law and, you know, and law around the treatment of people who are engaged or near wars. We're killing women and children. I mean, some of the recent reports say that we're creating a daily 9/11-like environment in parts of the world. And I think back to that day 11 years ago and how I felt. And I think we're doing this daily in other parts of the world.